It's the Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting Edition for 2013. It is August the 22nd. That would make this the 24th episode. And I'm going to turn to the topic I think many of us are turning to in this late day in the month, which is a week from now is Dragon Con. And I am incredibly excited, as I'm sure every one of you who's going is. This will be my fourth time attending Dragon Con. Started back in 2010, and I guess I'm going to go over my Dragon Con history since it seems to be kind of a thing right now. It really, to me, is kind of my third true Dragon Con. I went in 2010, but I pretty much was like a ghost then. I didn't really talk to many people. I attended, you know, a lot of panels, of course, but I didn't really do anything, you know. I just kind of floated. It was fun, don't get me wrong, but I didn't make the connections. I saw people. I saw, you know, I was pretty much just like, quote, a just pure fan then. Wasn't, like, involved in the community at all. And I changed in 2011 because I didn't want to just go there and just, you know, be an observer. I didn't want to just go there and just kind of be present. I wanted to... Sorry, I'm adjusting my microphone a little bit. I think my levels are a little low. I didn't want to just, you know, passively go through, oh, hey, look at stuff, talk to maybe 10 people the entire time. Or just say hi to people who I know of, but... You know, I didn't like that. I mean, I enjoyed being there, but I didn't like that. So, 2011, I changed things. I decided, you know, this year, I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to approach people to a certain degree, and say hello, you know. Get to chat with people. Get to become, I don't know, necessarily friends. Hopefully friends, you know. I mean, I think so, because a number of you, I definitely count as friends. but, you know, there's a few people I've chatted with, and, you know, they kind of, you know, walked away afterwards saying, okay, I just talked to a guy, but whatever. It's like, but... And that made 2011 much better. And thus made 2012 much better, and will make thus 2013 better. Because, man, it's... It's kind of weird, like, going from the, you know, not chatting to anybody, to chatting to anybody. Like, for example, one of my favorite experiences back in 2011 was just forget the name of the little place, but there's a small little eatery inside of the Hyatt. And I don't know, I couldn't find anybody to have lunch with at the time. And I was like, well, okay. There's a guy standing next to me in line, doesn't look like he's with anybody. Let me chat with him. Said, hey, you want to share a table and just chat at lunch? So we did. So I met a nice guy who is a lawyer down in Fort Hood, a couple miles south of Tampa. So that was fun. You know, and I basically tried to do that every year since then. If I just, you know, if I'm sitting around and nobody's around me that I know, I'll just start chatting to the people around me and just try to be open and friendly. You know, I guess it's because in 2010 when I went, I wasn't really podcasting yet. I had been talking about getting podcast ready. I'd definitely been a podcasting fan by then. I had been a fan probably for about 3 years, but I just never turn on the mic, never turn on the recorder. And by 2011, I had started, you know, recording shows, and maybe that was part of the change, I don't know. Hell, like, if I can talk in front of the internet, maybe it's not that hard talking in front of a crowd of people. So, yeah, that was kind of my big change in Dragon Con, and it's been fun ever since. What else I want to cover with it? My only thing with Dragon Con, though, is I haven't really changed my schedule up too much. I'm still in that early phase, I guess, that a lot of people had, where, you know, you went to Dragon Con because, I don't know, podcasting or gaming or something. So you mostly stick around that one area. You dabble with other stuff, but you mostly stick around to that area. And I, for the last 3 years, have kind of stuck around the podcasting track for the most part. Although last year I did go to my first big panel, Christiana Ellis wanted to see if people would go along with her to the Venture Brothers panel, and so we did, which was a hell of a long line wait, but it was totally worth it. It was a lot of fun seeing that panel, and you know, I'm hoping to do the same thing again this year, especially with the Something Ventured podcast we recorded earlier tonight. You know, it was just, if we're doing a podcast about the Venture Brothers, I better get to a Venture Brothers panel. Just saying. So, I don't know. I'm excited for the coming day, or coming week. I want the time to pass quickly so that DragonCon will get here fast as possible. So, yeah, that's about it. I'm sure I've got more to talk about, but I'm feeling tired. So, if I think of more, I will say more tomorrow night. So, for now, bye-bye.